Now what?
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 Rolling out the rain.
We have a recording in progress, and I'm just going to spray.
Oh my God. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Lane?
Well, you can still hear. It's like I have a frog in my nose.
This is too much.
Kind of a drag.
Snap out of it.
You know. But I know I'm feeling better, which is great.
Good. It's good
Thank
to hear.
The Lord.
Yes.
I had something come up around, our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Our last episode, we talked about building support.
Mm-hmm.
And I had somebody reach out to me in the community. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. But that's not what we're talking about today. What are we talking about today? Let's just get into it.
Today, we're going to talk about finding purpose and meaning in sobriety. So,
and this is the third episode in this series.
I'm digging this series.
I know, it makes it so fun.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So great. So great. And so I finding purpose and meaning in sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big mouthful. But this is right up your alley.
This is one of my favorite topics because when I discovered my purpose, everything changed. It allowed me to become more resilient, which I think as women that are alcohol free, sober, whatever you want to call yourself, when you have that purpose or you have that clarity around, you know, kind of the direction you want to go. And that's evolved for me over the last, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say really only the last 6 years it's been more profound. But it allows me to wake up every day, no matter how hard life is, with this desire to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important as somebody who's alcohol free or sober, because when we don't have that, that could potentially create a trip right back to where we started and worse.
Yeah. I think, the first time that I heard one of the tenets of 12-step program of, this is your purpose is to stay sober now and to help others. And I didn't really understand the impact that would have on my life and how that would play out, because I thought finding my purpose was about making money and making meaning out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose is really just to be helpful,
mm-hmm.
to be of service. And in the last couple of months, I've even been looking at that from a different angle. In the pandemic, I looked at it from a completely different angle. It's been interesting because it's not about generating green dollars anymore.
No.
Yeah, it's wild.
And it can be. If you can find a purpose that allows you to make a living like I have, that's fantastic, right? It didn't start off that way. Like you said, when I had first quit drinking, when I started to help other people, like I'd always be told, you need to help other people now. It's going to actually help you more than it helps them. I'm like, how is that even possible? Like, do you hear yourself here? And I just remember, the first time I had worked with someone who she was like, I wasn't sure if she was going to make it. And at a certain point to see the light go on in her eyes, that she had hope that she could potentially maintain this thing, that changed my recovery. Like, it was at that point when I'm like, okay, I'm actually here for a reason, because I started sharing things or, guiding other women, and I was doing things that I'm like, how did I know this? Right? And we talk about that, how we start to do things that before we would never think we could do. So yeah, it does have a profound effect. And then that kind of evolves the longer you stay sober.
Yeah, I think I want to talk about that for a moment. Just the evolution, you know,
mm-hmm.
how I've seen women, you know, I am going to do this, right? And they get so set on that.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to get my doctorate and that is going to make me happy. And then they put all of their effort or my degree, it doesn't have to be doctorate, it could be anything, right? I am going to get a formal education and I am going to do this because that is what I am going to do. And it's been interesting to watch, like, okay, yes, sobriety has given you the opportunity to enroll in further education.
Yeah.
Right. But to be so driven by that is going to be the thing that's going to make me happy. When I get that thing on the wall, I've literally watched hundreds of women go through this where at the end of that cycle, they're like, this is it.
Right.
Like, now what do I do?
Yeah.
Like they put so much effort into that program, seeking that as their purpose, their meaning, and then falling totally flat, not being fulfilled.
Yeah.
And thinking, well, now what? You know, and this is like 10 years into sobriety, 13, 15, you know, it's hard. It's hard. That's a hard conversation.
It is. And part of my evolution, you know, in the 6-7 year mark,
mm-hmm.
was, okay, I realized that I loved helping people, but I knew from, you know, being a little bit more aware that I actually had to go through this healing journey before I could help other people. And I had already done a lot of work up until that point, but I had, you know, a friend of mine say, Tamar, you know, share your story because somebody may be right behind you in your journey and something you have to say may make an impact on them. And that kind of gave me that first little, I'd say that lit the fire mm-hmm. where I'm like, maybe I could actually help people. And it started it wasn't a money-making thing. It wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, I said, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to share a bit more openly, which was more a fun project because I love creating. But during that, it was really focusing on my health. It was focusing on, you know, being more mindful, being mm-hmm. present, loving myself was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I had to do that before I could actually pass that on. And so I think for me, my purpose started off as that healing journey, which then evolved to what I do today.
Yeah. Being fulfilled within.
Yes.
Having my life, your life, stand alone
mm-hmm.
with heart.
Yeah.
Right. It's like you have to be fully invested in your life
mm-hmm.
for it to have meaning,
mm-hmm.
for it to matter. It matters, but for people to really say, oh my God, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She is lit up.
Yeah.
That degree is not the thing that lights people up. And I'm not saying, I'm not poo-pooing getting a degree and you know, that's not what I'm saying. But there is something really tragic, and I've seen it so many times, like that is going to be the answer, and then it's not the answer.
But a lot of people equate that job, right, mm-hmm. that high mm-hmm. pain
yep, yep.
as their worth, yep. right? Like, okay, yep. I'm a doctor. I must be important now. That is not what mm-hmm. makes us special or loved.
Mm-mm.
None of the external factors really matter. I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it and you actually love doing it,
correct,
great, awesome.
Correct.
But money, the same thing. People seek. Like, I want to get a high paying job. You hear it a lot from the Gen Zs, right? I don't really want to work for it. I want to step into a high paying job.
How is that possible?
I don't know. But that's a whole other podcast episode I think we need to do now that I can talk to that. But, you know, it's not the money.
Mm-hmm.
I have not, like, in the last 2 years, I started my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been generating millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the happiest I've ever been. I was, you know, had started off making more money in corporate. I left that corporate job to do this. And I have, like, I am the happiest I've been. Mm-hmm. And you've seen me go through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not mm-hmm. the money. The money's it's not nice. About the
money. It's money nice. Money is nice. Money is awesome. But it's the meaning of my life.
Yeah.
Right. When you really investigate the meaning of your life, what does it mean to wake up and be you every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, when was the last time you answered that question? You know, like, have you put the pen to paper and really asked yourself, what does it mean for me to live on purpose?
Yeah.
Like, what would that day look like for you? Mm-hmm. Right. Oh,
I still get up at 5:30. I don't have to.
I'm out of the bed and into practice at 6, right?
Yeah.
Because that means I'm on purpose that day.
Absolutely. And you actually enjoy it.
Yeah, right. I love it. I'm like, yes, can I have more, right? Yeah. But if I'm not in that practice, there's no meaning in my sobriety. I get mm-hmm. like closer to, at this point, self-destruction.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in terms of discovering your mm-hmm. purpose, I see a lot of women, you know, even in my own circle, not as much anymore, but that are struggling in their relationships, right? They're struggling with their kids. Yep. And you ask them, what are you doing for you?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't have time to do stuff for me, right? I think it's important for us to carve out the time,
yeah,
even if it's 15 minutes a day. And, you know, ask yourself, like, what do I love doing,
mm-hmm.
right? What am I good at?
What are you good at? That's a really good question. What are you good at? Do mm-hmm. more of it.
Exactly. You
know? This thing about creating the fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had to get help around that.
Yeah.
Like, I had to ask somebody who could see the trees through the forest. Right? She could really see that
mm-hmm.
where I'm standing in the forest going, where are the trees? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So I think it's really helpful to work with a professional. That could be your doctor. That could be a coach. That could be a mentor, you know, just really asking that person for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I think is really, really key.
Yeah. And we have coaches. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I think part of fulfilling my purpose this last year, especially mm-hmm. has been getting real honest with myself about who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And identifying, like, talking about my sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That was something for, well, 46 years that I never talked about. And it has allowed me to have this, you know, better relationships. People are reaching out. Right. I can have these really cool conversations now with people that are not talking as well. So I think being, you know, talking to people, having these conversations, you can also learn who you really are and wake up every day excited.
That's where I want to live.
Right.
Excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cool thing about living in long-term recovery and a life of sobriety or a life of recovery is that, you know, being flexible and open to change.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we get to just evolve and 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 keep going. So I just, if you're in that place in your life right now and you're like, what is happening here? Why am I not getting any traction? Or why am I not fulfilled? I have that degree on my wall, right? It's, you're allowed to change.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to create a life that is so fulfilling. You're allowed. I don't have anything else to say, Tamar. I'm like, I'm done.
That's a mic drop. I could see you dropping the mic and just, I'm out. Peace.
I'm out. It's just like, you know, we get sober and just the world opens up to us. You know,
it does.
We're no more handcuffed to, you know, that chair, that bottle.
Yeah.
Whatever it is for you.
You're here for a reason.
Yeah, you're here for a reason.
And we love
you. I want to know what it is.
Me too. Come join us in the community, because this is my thing. Like, reach out, message us.
Yeah. Tamara, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. It's such a great conversation. You know, I love purpose.
So fun, Lane. Can't wait to do it again.